What up, y'all? Welcome to the Stoop, where we talk hoops, hoops, and more hoops. I'm your guy, TJ, man. Thank you so much for listening, man. Thank you to everybody who supports us and clicks, downloads, and goes to find the pod on wherever the pod platform you listen to it on, man. Listen, right now, we're going to first and foremost give a rest in peace shout out. 1 year anniversary for our guy, George Floyd, man. To the Floyd family, man, our prayers are with you. And we hope that we just do our best to take down the walls of racial and social injustice that exist in our land. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, listen, man, playoffs is here. We started off with that playoff playing games, man. And can't say I'm really a fan per se. I don't want the NBA to give that NCAA look, but yet and still, it gave a lot of energy. This past weekend was amazing when it came down to basketball. It started on my pop's birthday, May 22nd. We've seen a lot of great games kicking off. We're going to start with this one right here because I think this one has the most energy going into seeing how this is going to shape up. And I'm talking about energy in terms of legacy. The Miami Heat versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, we've seen Giannis, aka back-to-back MVPs of the league, not bowl well in the postseason. I think this year is his coming out party. We watched in game one on Saturday as Chris Middleton, you know, who gets snubbed. Chris Middleton is a star in this league. Let's be clear. Chris Middleton gets busy. But my guy, Chris Middleton, came in and saved the day in that overtime barn burner, man. It was a good game. I think for what has to stand up is a couple of things. Number one, like I said, Giannis got to come through and show that he is MVP caliber. He is worthy of the max. He is worthy to take the city of Milwaukee and put it on his shoulders. Listen, he didn't want to move. He didn't want to go anywhere. He said that, you know what, we're going to build a team around him. And they got some great pieces, whether it was preseason or during the season in PJ Tucker, as well as Drew Holiday. You know, Robin Lopez is a consummate great center. He shoots from the outside. He gets in and facilitates. He's a great rebounder. Him and his brother can play. They've been in the league for years doing what they do. But, I mean, with the tandem of Chris Middleton and Giannis, I can't wait to see what they got in store. Now, the other thing is that I'm a little worried, a little concerned, man. Miami hasn't looked really, really good. And I blame a lot of that is for the lack of consistency. Miami was really bit by the injury bug last year. They had a great postseason with Duncan Robinson, excuse me, and Tyler Hero. Bam came out. His coming out party was last year in the bubble. But this year, it just doesn't look the same. Them being a sixth seed, it's going to be interesting to see what they provide. Right now, like I said, going into game one, they lost in overtime, as well as we'll see what they got to do coming up for the rest of the series. I think they got what it takes. But then again, they did come up short in game two, which was last night. So, and here's the thing, Miami, they didn't get, you know, it wasn't a barn burner. It was a blowout. It definitely was a blowout. And in that type of game, we seen Giannis being hungry. He was tenacious. He attacked the basket. I don't know what to say, you know, post-conference, Jimmy Buckets still seems confident that Miami's going to get the next two in Miami. I hope so. I hope so. This ain't really a Riles team. This ain't really a Spoes team. They lead, they work hard, they grind, they play defense, and they get out and move. You know, Miami's legacy is being in better shape than a lot of teams in the NBA, and they have a culture. They have a winning culture that is established in Miami, led by my man Riles. I don't know if it's going to happen in game three, but we're going to look to stay tuned on that and see how that goes. Next up, we're going to take a look at that Dallas Clippers series. Now, listen. Luka has been a one-man band all year long, and let's be clear. You know, the bond they wanted him and Porzingis to form hasn't quite gotten there yet. Actually, you know, Porzingis was in a couple of trade talks or all-season moves as well, potentially coming up. So we'll see how that bowls out. He was another guy that just didn't stay healthy a lot this year. Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, he could play. He's been great for Dallas this season. So for, you know, game one, Luka did his thing. Luka was typical Luka. Nobody could stop him. And you know what? Who can stop Luka? Luka is really what the league is missing. He's young. He's energetic. He loves the game. Man, listen, homie in game one had 31. 31, 10, and 11. That's a mean triple-double, y'all. And like I said, Tim Hardaway Jr. put in another 21. Porzingis was solid with 14. However, he didn't have that many boards, and I need him to be strong with that. I like the way Jalen Brunson played, coming with 15 off of the bench. He's a great dude coming off that bench for them, as well as Josh Richardson. Josh Richardson has played well all season long. His minutes are kind of down from what they were during the regular season. I think that they're going to be okay, though. I think that they're going to be okay. Now, the problem with that being said is, will the Clippers be okay? Will the Clippers be okay? PG-13, 23, Kawhi, 26, cool. Kawhi, 10 boards, cool. But y'all ain't supposed to be down game one. Oh, no, 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 no. Not like this. Not at all. Y'all was picked heavily favored and towards the end of the regular season with LeBron missing so many games and y'all was picking up speed and momentum. L.A., y'all was supposed to be the deal, as in the clip joint. I don't know. I think people put too much on Kawhi, too much on PG-13. I don't know if they're ready for this yet. And I'll be honest with you. If they ain't ready now, they're never going to be ready. And they made some good acquisitions in bringing in Serge from Toronto, bringing in playoff Rondo. And playoff Rondo came in with 11 points, 4 boards, 4 assists. We're talking about the same playoff Rondo that, you know, did well in the bubble for the Lakers last year. So the question is, you know what, Clippers, y'all can't make any more excuses. Y'all had excuse after excuse. Is this, is that? I don't know. So it's going to be interesting to watch them in game 2, Tuesday night, to see what's rocking. When we jump back on for episode 2, we'll recap that game and see where they're at. Honestly, I thought I was going to get more from Tyronn Lue, more than what Doc gave. And we don't see it, especially in the postseason. And Tyronn Lue, let's be clear, has postseason experience. He's a postseason guy. They brought him in because he thought they'd take him over that threshold. But we're going to see how that works out. Let's stay tuned for that. Check that out next episode. We'll catch back up with that one. My next game is that Brooklyn-Boston series, man. Brooklyn-Boston series. I sailed on the entire empire with Kenny and Coach Kenny Anderson and my guy, my brother Kev P. The Celtics are going to get that broom work. Without Jaylen Brown, without that other consummate scorer, without that guy to take away the pressure from Tatum, they don't got it. They don't got it. And the other unfortunate thing about this, and we watched this all year long, the inconsistent play of Kemba Walker. Now, Cardiac Kemba, we know Cardiac Kemba get busy. But Cardiac Kemba ain't been Cardiac Kemba. Matter of fact, he's just been a regular heartbeat all season long. He ain't been no Cardiac. You know, he's been out a couple of games. He's missed time. I don't think they got a lot of cohesiveness. One thing I will say, this is not the typical illustration I like to have from my man Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens just didn't have the pulse of the team. I think at times he lost the locker room throughout the course of the season. My man Marcus Smart, which is the heartbeat of the team, he missed some times. He's a dog. He is a dog, a bona fide pit bull. He's a defender. And I know going into, you know, right around All-Star weekend time, Tatum and Brown was a problem. Those two together was a problem. However, now it's not bowling out that way. And I think also, too, they don't have that interior presence with an interior score that they need. Fournier is cool for a little pick and pop. You're not going to get a lot of offensive work from Tristan. Tristan's going to give you them boards. Matter of fact, game one, he did have 10 boards. But how do you stop the three-headed monster that is Brooklyn? 32 from KD, 29 from Kyrie, 21 from James. James giving you 8 dimes. Facilitating. Joe Harris, another 10 points. Man, listen, Blake Griffin only got a point, not even a bucket, a point. But he played his role. Guys like Bruce Brown coming in giving you almost 20 minutes. Uncle Jeff giving you 26 minutes. Landry Shamet. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Landry Shamet, low-key, gets busy. He's solid night in and night out. He don't need to rock. When he gets it, he knows what to do. He scores, and he gets buckets. I like the defense. I like the prowess. I like the rebounding of Claxton. And they good. They good. Right now, the way this roster is constructed, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to give Boston that broom work. I'm telling y'all, Boston out of here. Not even with a win. We're going to see how it looks for them by Tuesday night. We'll come back on and rock that one. But listen, a final score of 130 to 108, and it was worse than that at times. KD is locked in. And I can't say, you know, I'm always the best of KD fans. Shout out my pops, man. My pops love him some KD, man. But KD say, listen, I know I've been up and down with injuries and health this year, but I'm still Kevin Durant. 32 points, 12 boards. He played good defense in almost 40 minutes. That ain't bad, y'all. That ain't bad. Kyrie pouring another 29. Kyrie here for it. Kyrie looked like he just said, you know what, man, I ain't really here for the regular season like that. The question is, can this maintain throughout the course of a good run? And I say that to say this because what's going to happen when the game is on the line? Who gets that last shot? Is it Kyrie? Is it James? Is it KD? You know, we had this talk on the entire Empire as well. Everybody saying KD. I like Kyrie. Uncle Drew, the bus driver, the dude that gets it done. The dude that gets it done. So we'll see how this series ends up as well. Watch that good action going on with them on that side. Now, one that's real interesting to me, man, and I'm going to tell you why this is real interesting to me, is the Portland-Denver Nuggets series. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Quite honestly, listen, the whole class of 2003 is still around, especially when we look at CP3, King James, and my man, Mello, my man, Hoodie Mello. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think y'all understand. Hoodie Mello ended up with 18 points. And let's be clear, Portland won the game. Portland played well. Portland really, really got busy with 123 versus 109 from Denver. Now, can Mello carry the Portland Trail Blazers throughout the course of the season in the series? No, not at all. Mello got that much, 18 points on only 21 minutes. That shows you, I know right now, Daryl Morey, if he was still down in Houston, would be kicking himself. Houston, what was y'all thinking? OKC, what was y'all thinking? He ain't the problem. He's not utilizing my man Mello. That's why I'm super excited. Shout out to Mello, man. Zeroed up out here on his back. Ain't worried about nothing. Not only that, and he rebounded. He came in, got some great looks from three, knocked them down. 4 of 8 from three. Proud of you, Mello. Dollar, 34. CJ, 21. Now, the X factor is Nurkic. Nurkic, what is he going to do against the Joker? That's the series in a nutshell, y'all. If Nurkic can manage to, contain the Joker? I don't even know if you can contain the Joker. Listen, the Joker is something special. We all know that. And he had a dope game, y'all. Dope game. 34 and 16, you can't hold him. You can't hold him. So we know they lack a lot now that Jamal is out. Without Jamal, it's going to be tough, but they're playing like they don't care. And Jamal Murray, let's be clear, is one of the top guards in the league. He's shown that now for the last two seasons. Last two seasons has been his time to shine. Aaron Gordon coming from Orlando, you got to come up big. Porter Jr., you got to come up big. But let me say this. Porter Jr. did have 25 and 9. At 6'10", Porter Jr. is really showing his length. He's showing his athleticism, but he's going to have to give Denver more in order for them. So it's not even about how much can he give them. He's going to have to stay right in tow with the Joker. If Joker got 34, he got 25, that got to be the way it's going to be for them to pull this thing out against the Blazers. Portland is a very, very, very veteran-led team. CJ, Dame, Melo have been around for some time. But then you also add into that mix, you got my man Robert Covington, who's been around for a minute. Norman Powell has been giving a lot of great energy. And you can't forget about my man Enes Kanter. He's going to come in and do the dirty work. I don't like the fact that they gave up Gary Trent Jr. for Norman Powell, because Norman Powell, to me, I think he just had a good streak of a couple of games where everybody stood up and said, oh, Norman Powell, hey. Nah, I need Norman Powell to do that for like 2-3 seasons for me to go to make a trade from a guy that was really getting it done and helping Portland win in Gary Trent Jr. Now, do you know Powell, who's had a couple of games here and there, don't make you stand up, but nothing like what Gary Trent Jr. was giving you night after night. So that's my other one for that one. Let's go to Sunday, man. Sunday. Ah, man, where do we get started? First and foremost, I want to say hats off to the Washington Wizards for playing their behinds off, coming back, getting that eighth spot. And they was excited. You know, Washington started off in the basement this season. Team looked like it was in flux, turmoil. You ain't know which way they was going, which way was up. Bradley Beal for the last three seasons cannot be held. I don't care how many handles or gloves you got. You can't stop Bradley Beal. You can't hold him. You can't watch him. Bradley Beal shows why. Listen, if he was on a better situation, he could carry a team with some solid role players surrounded around him. He could do it. Now, shout out to Russ for breaking Big O's record. Russ is a problem. I don't know if Russ and Bradley Beal have enough, however, to get over the hump called the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's be clear. They're getting a lot of production from the guys who are role players on the team. Gafford, Bertans, Alex Lenz, shout out to the Terps. But I don't know what an injured hamstring Bradley Beal going to be able to give you 30-plus every night during this series. Russ is going to give you that energy. Russ is almost going to get a double-double for you, triple-double if he can in the playoffs. It's a little bit different. Playoff basketball slows down. So he can't get out really on that break and give you that burst unless he sees a real good seam and get out and make it happen. I don't see Washington staying with the Sixers. I don't. I don't know if they're going to get that broom work. They may flirt with the broom work. But, I mean, come on. Come on. Danny Green giving you 11. Tobias Harris giving you 37. Joel Embiid giving you 30. Steph, little brother, 15. Three threes in the game. And Ben Simmons. He only gave you 6, but he gave you 15 boards and 15 assists. Efficiency, y'all. His plus minus is 18 on that. Dwight coming in, straight shoulders, giving you 7 off the bench. George Hill giving you 11. George Hill is one of them type veterans that you know. And shout out to George Hill for stepping up and being an instrumental part of the bubble for social reform and racial justice last year in that bubble. But George Hill can get it done. He's shown that throughout the course of his career. I just think the Sixers is too much, man. You can't stop Joel Embiid. You can't. You can't. At 7'2", shoot inside, shoot outside, got handles, and he's a man on the mission. He wants to be the most dominant force in the NBA right now, and he should be. He should be. The former dominant force, Shaquille O'Neal, told him, "Oh, it's your world, young fella. Get busy." There's no way anything can stop him. Imagine seeing Joel Embiid and the Joker in the finals. Sheesh. Powerful music coming to the table, y'all. With all that being said, though, I think the Sixers clearly get by the Washington Wizards in this first-round matchup. We'll see how hard it goes, but I definitely don't see them, you know, standing in the way and becoming much of a challenge. I don't see that at all. New York. Shout out to the Knicks, man. They back. My man Julius Randle. Listen, Julius Randle, if you're listening to this right now, I think you should be the league MVP. Not only have you brought the Mecca back, but you brought the Mecca back in ways that they haven't seen in almost a decade. You playing with heart. You working with your teammates. And that blue-collar workman's New York City-style roster that y'all have, it's not overly glorified with a whole lot of talent. It's with a hard-nosed coach by the name of Tom Thibodeau, a.k.a. Tibbs. We restructuring that front office worldwide. West, shout out to you, bro. Leon Rose, shout out to you, bro. Finally, Dolan taking a back seat and let some real basketball minds work it out. I see my man Spike clapping so hard, I thought his hands was going to go numb on the game on the sideline. We need that energy back. So with that being said, man, listen, Ice Trey is a problem. He hit y'all with the floater at the end. New York, that was a wake-up call, man. It's not good enough just to be there. You're supposed to make some noise. You're at least supposed to get to that second round. The city needs that. The team needs that. That energy is necessary. You got to make sure everybody steps up to play ball, though. In a game like that, in a series like this, nobody can afford to take a night off. You know, Reggie Bullock, you can't have 6, bro. You got to have 10, 12 plus. Julius, even though you have 15, 10 and 4, that got to be 20, 15 and 9. Nerlens is doing his thing, but he needs more rebound. Like, honestly, the output has to be good. Somebody I didn't expect to get off like that because of his lack of playoff experience was RJ Barrett. And boy, was I wrong. 14 and 11, ladies and gentlemen. 14 and 11. Alfred Payton wasn't a good showing for you. Honestly, Alfred Payton, I think you and D Rose need to swap. D Rose is coming off that bench, giving 17, not after night 5-5. Shout out my man Taj Gibson, 9 boards. Alex Burks, 27. Quickly, 10. Obi Toppin, rookie experience. We got to really address the Alfred Payton, Derrick Rose thing. Derrick Rose is that playoff experience, that pedigree, that leadership, a former MVP in his own right. He's had a heck of a season. I don't know, Tibbs, if you can bring him off that bench. I know that might take away some of the continuity of what we got going on, but I'll be honest with you. You got to think about replacing Derrick Rose when it comes to coming off that bench. Just consider it, Tibbs. Give us the action early and see what happens. I'll be honest with y'all. I definitely think Trae Young and I are going to do that more than once. But let's be clear, man. They're getting some good action from Trey. Bogdanovic, another 18-point night. John Collins is an athletic freak and a ball player. If you want to win, you got to limit him off the glass, and he can't handle more than 12 points. Like I said, overall, I don't know where everything else lies, but I do think New York can understand that this is a very winnable series, and it's one that they should win, pending they put the hard work in, and they just follow what the blueprint is. All right? Cool. And I'm going to say this too, man. Shout out my man Nate McMillan. Atlanta, get him that man a full-term contract. He's brought y'all to prominence again in a shortened season and a shortened coaching opportunity as well. He didn't start off. Lloyd started off in that job. They wasn't doing nothing. Nate McMillan comes in, answers the call, and he got proven results. Get that man a full-term deal, y'all. Do right by him. Do right by him. Let's get to the next game real quick. What we got up next? You know what I'm trying to save. You know what I'm trying to save because I got to talk about that one. Man, Memphis, has told y'all that they here. They suffered through some injuries this year as well, especially what happened with Jackson throughout the course of the season. But nobody is playing the way these guys is playing. Ja got a chip on the shoulder. He's had that since he came from a mid-major or Murray State's a mid-major. And he's been showing that he's here to stay. 26. Dylan Brooks, who you never knew Dylan Brooks is Dylan Brooks, 31. Valanciunas, 15, 12. Typical numbers since he left Toronto. Jaren Jackson, however, is the dark spot for me. Jaren Jackson. I know you got a lot going on, bro, but listen, man, I need Memphis to try to pull this one out on an upset, and y'all can. Y'all got to get hungry, but Jaren, bro, that 7's not going to work. It's not. Grayson, that 5 not going to work. So there's a couple of things we just now need to be mindful of, man. Nobody grinds like the grind house of today. It's the present new grind house, and man, let me tell you, Memphis is here with it. Led by Ja, and Ja is super duper fearless. He don't care about nothing. He just wants to win, puts his body on the line, and he's kind of small, he's kind of frail, so I get jealous about that. However, he's here for it. I ain't got to even be worried about it. Ja leads your team. You're rookie of the year. Do your thing. Make the city of Memphis proud. However, there's one thing you got to also remember, too. The Utah Jazz is just not going anywhere. They're not. Bogdanovic is giving you 29. Gobert is giving you 11. Mike Conley Jr., OG, triple-triple, is 22. Joe Ingles, 11. You don't need a whole lot. You just need some defense, though. Rudy Gobert, got to play harder defense. But then everybody else got to pick up the slack with you. You're the only person that starts that has double-digit rebounds. That's not going to be enough. Other people got to pick up the slack. Shout out my man Derek Favors because he did come through with some boards with a nice little double-double, 12 and 11. But that's just not going to be enough. As well as Mr. Six Man himself, Jordan Clarkson, with 14 off that bench. They're going to need some more energy from that, way more. So hopefully, everything lines up. But that's where we at with those guys. Next up, you know I had to do it, baby. You know how to do it. Phoenix and the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know if AD even left LA yet, y'all. He didn't show up. And you try to put too much on King James at his age in this clip. And I love me some Bron, y'all. Everybody know me, know I stand for Bron. But come on now, LA. I got my money on y'all going back to back, and y'all can't get through Phoenix. You gotta be Phoenix. You gotta get through Phoenix. Now, I understand this has been Phoenix's year, led by Coach of the Year, Monty Williams. On the floor, led by CP3. And listen, once again, I say shout out to the class of 2003, because, man, CP3 has made all of the difference in the Valley this Sun this year. Yes, Book was balling. Yes, Ayton was doing his thing in the middle. But as soon as CP got there, boy, looky here. It was a bird of a whole new feather. Whole new feather. Now, we're going to take away the fact that Bron, AD, and for some extent, Andre Drummond didn't play well. KCP missed a lot of shots. Oh, a lot of shots. 2 of 9, KCP, not going to work. AD, 5 of 16, not going to work. Trez, I needed more rebounds from you, Trez. That 12 was solid. But you gave me 3 board, Trez. But not only that, here is the most difficult thing to swallow, imagine, or understand what's going on. My guy, Kyle Kuzma, had 0 points in 19 minutes. None. Free throw, layup, any, none. I can't imagine a game where AD goes 15 for 16 and still comes over 13, and you're going to win Los Angeles. I can't imagine that. That's not going to work. You have to make sure that man is working and functioning for y'all to win. It's going to be interesting to see how this go down Tuesday night. When I recap again, I'll look at this one, man. But listen, the Lakers, you can't play any worse. You can't. You can't. So we're going to see how it go down and watch for y'all. Watch for y'all. Monday, yesterday, things got back to normal. Denver got back to winning, which I knew was going to happen. But here's the thing. The polar opposite happened. My God. CJ, Dame, y'all don't look good. Now, Dame did his thing, but CJ, you got to help him out. And my thing is, how much longer do we keep these guys together? You know, in large arguments and confrontations, you could tell that people think that they're regarded as the best point guards ever, especially. But right now in this era, they're not getting it done. They haven't handed either that trade-off or have that understanding or that connection like they need to. And at the end of the day, if they don't win this series, one of them got to go. They're viable to get some assets in. But if either Dame or CJ don't pull this off, one of those guys has to go. It's just what it is. Game 2, 128, Denver, 109, Portland. They didn't get it done. They didn't get it done. So it'll be interesting to see how they rebound from that. It's going to be hard for them to stop the Joker. The Joker. Another 30-plus night, 38 to be exact, only 8 boards. I think right now it's a soul-searching time for Portland to see where they want to go next, because they can't afford to go down 2-1. You can't afford to go down 2-1. So next game, when we get back to Portland, Trailblazers, I need y'all to get it together, baby. Come on now. But shout out to my guy, Michael Porter Jr. once again. Another great game. And Gordon came in with 13 on that game. All right, Monte Morris, 12. All right, that's important. That's important. Paul Millsap, 15. That's important. Paul Millsap, 15 in 14 minutes, y'all. He was working. He was working. But we have to look at things better. Portland, come on. Covington, 3, not going to work. Melo, 5, not going to work. We got to get some points up. What else do we have going on Monday? Miami, Milwaukee, again, Giannis got busy. Only thing that I think was really, really crazy was that whole push-up incident with Trevor Ariza. I thought it was real disrespectful that he pushed up on Giannis like that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. We better than that. Trevor, there ain't no reason to push up. You a vet. You've been in this league a long time, 10 plus years. Don't push up on nobody, man, if they're on the ground. Help them up. Show some sportsmanship so our kids know sportsmanship. Not to just, you know, knock somebody over and keep going on with the workout. That's not how we're going to play it. It's not. So I think now Giannis has finally figured out that he got to be that guy. He has to be the dude, the lead, Milwaukee. He has to be the dude that puts that city and that team on his back. Giannis played well, y'all. I'm proud of Giannis. Finally going hard, not being stopped, finishing at a high level. He's chiming in one more time again with a 30-point-plus night, 31 to be exact, and 13 boards. 13 boards. Drew Holiday playing his part. 11 and 15. 15 dimes, Drew. I see you, baby. Chris Middleton, 17. I see you, baby. I see you. At the end of the day, the NBA playoffs are already rocking. We got on a slate for Tuesday. We're going to recap those games in a day or so. But Tuesday's games look real, real good if you're watching. We got Boston and Brooklyn coming back again. Hopefully, Boston shows a little bit better of a showing than they showed in game one. We're going to see how Dallas and the Clippers fare. Hopefully, you know, the Clippers can level things off, tie things up. And the same thing can be said about the Lakers as well as the Phoenix Suns. You know, I'm looking to make sure Bron and them put a good stake in the ground to make sure that they pull a lot of great things off. All right? Listen, if you got some questions or things you want us to discuss about the NBA playoffs, man, shoot us a line, shoot us a note. You can email us at tj@thestoophoops.com. One more time, that's TJ, that's me. TheStoopHoops.com. Let's talk, pick a series, pick a player, pick something going on right now in the world of basketball. We chop it up. We talk about it live on the show. One more time. That's TJ@TheStoopHoops.com. Listen, for another great episode, another great pod of The Stoop, we thank you so much for tuning in. It's NBA playoffs, y'all, 2021. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.